Another week goes by and it's time for another podcast. I'm Kamish and we are back. Another week, which means another podcast. We're back and we are ready to roll. And we are going to begin with, of course, our week 8 breakdown and the game between me and Mr. Woody. And it was close there for a little bit, and then when Austin Eckler went off and A.J. Brown did his thing, it wasn't even close. Big performances from Hurts, Eckler, Brown, Ingram, ETN, just guys needing to show up, stepping up and getting the job done, completely dismantling me. Of course, the one week that I do not start Derrick Henry, he goes off, and of course, you know, Hopkins, he's kind of been sitting all year long, except for the first 3 weeks, and he finally gets it done. He puts up close to 35 points. So another devastating loss for the Kamish, and the playoff chances are getting slimmer and slimmer. Mr. Gilbert and Mr. Luke. Mr. Luke, he's hanging in there, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Burrow finally showing up, torturing that San Francisco defense. He's got 30 points. Ja'Marr Chase, who would have thought, he's got 25 and almost a picture-perfect card with 10 receptions for 100 yards flat and a touchdown. Garrett Wilson also had 17, so big performances by Mr. Luke's key guys. What went wrong for Mr. Gilbert? Well, Patrick Mahomes had one of his worst games in his entire career, fantasy-wise and regular wise. He almost put up the performance that he did in the Super Bowl against the Bucks, and he only did it against the Broncos. Didn't have a touchdown pass. He only put up 2.88 points. Terrible. Alvin Kamara went off. Brandon Ayuk had a great game. Adam Thielen had a great game. That's what kept Mr. Gilbert in it, but it was Mr. Luke who really got it done in the end. Uncle Buck and Miser Dad. Miser Dad was hot to start the season, and nothing's going. Uncle Buck's on some type of tear. I think it is a dynasty. I mean, he's rolling Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, Josh Allen, you name it, guys are going to go off. He's got a lot of cues, though, for Allen and Barkley, so we'll keep an eye on that. For Miser Dad, he's one player off. I feel like Damian Pierce was an early pick for him this year. He's questionable and not performing this year. And, of course, Justin Jefferson's on IR. He will be coming back soon, though. And with the addition of Josh Dobbs, could help him out. Keep an eye on that. Zach Moss has also been sitting on his bench and deserves to start. Mr. Ryan finally getting the game out of Sam Laporta and Jahmyr Gibbs. The Detroit guys stepping up for him. 15.8, 19.7, 29.9. And that's just from three Detroit guys. Great job by Mr. Ryan. Comes back late against Miss Laurie, as she puts up a good performance, but just falls behind because of the performance by St. Brown, Laporta, and Gibbs. So with that, we look at the standings, and kind of the same thing. You got Uncle Buck and Mr. Woody leading the charge in the West and the East, and then Mr. Ryan and Mr. Gilbert stepping in right there at the second and fourth place there. Or sorry, third and fourth place in the bracket. 4-4 is going to be the number to beat to get in, right? 3-5 right now for Miser Dad, and then 2-6 for myself and Miss Lori. So, all eyes on that. Now we go on to this week's predictions, and we will begin with Mr. Gilbert and Mr. Woody. The game of the week here. And you know what? You can go ahead and give me Mr. Woody. I mean, you look at his team, I do not see how it loses. I mean, he's got Eckler, Brown, Hurts. I mean, you name it, he's got it. He's got electric players, and A.J. Brown's one of the hottest players in football right now, so he's rolling. Miss Lori and Miser Dad. I think Miser Dad gets a bounce back win against Miss Lori. Miss Lori's hot. She's rolling. But I think Miser Dad's going to put a stop to that. Tua Tagovailoa is going to step up for him this week. I'm calling it. Mr. Ryan and Uncle Buck. Who's going to take down Uncle Buck? Is it the week of Mr. Ryan? I think it is. I think Mr. Ryan puts Uncle Buck in his place a little bit. Helps out Mr. Woody to put him as the top team in the league. And I think Mr. Ryan's going to do it. Myself and Mr. Luke desperately needing win is myself. If I'm going to do it, it's going to be right. Production out of which guys? The quarterback. And the fill-in guys like Derrick Henry and DeAndre Hopkins. That's what it's going to be. I've had a different quarterback start for me all year long, and I'm about to get into that in just a second, but it's been tough for me this season. Can I get it back with a quarterback? We're still keeping hope. And if Mr. Luke's going to win, it's going to be just the Bengal offense rolling. Chase and Burrow leading the charge. Also, Darren Waller and Puka Nacua are questionable, so eyes on that. But one quick thing before we end up here. If you think I was lying about the quarterback thing, I'm not. Week one was Rodgers. And then it just went from there. Rodgers, Watson, Prescott, Geno Smith, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, back to Jordan Love, then to Jared Goff. And now this week, back to Dak Prescott. So I haven't had a quarterback who stays in 2 weeks in a row. We'll see what happens. But it's not looking good for the Commish this year. But all eyes on two playoff teams from last year, Mr. Woody and Uncle Buck. I'm the Commish. Saying so long, and we will see you next week.